Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I can live without ever being the AEW World Champion. But see, what I can't live with is you as the AEW World Champion. So I'm going to do whatever it takes. I'm never going to stop until you are not the AEW World Champion.
Oh yeah, baby, you know that voice. If you know the stars of All Elite Wrestling, which you can watch normally on TBS Wednesday nights for Dynamite, Friday nights, Saturday nights for Collision, that's where our in-studio guest was in a 10-man tag, kicking ass and taking names on Saturday in St. Louis. And now Orange Cassidy, two-time AEW International Champion and a guy who's right in the thick of things and in a four-way for World's End in Orlando at the end of this month for the AEW Heavyweight Championship. And he's with us here in studio as AEW Dynamite comes for their holiday bash tomorrow night at the Entertainment and Sports Arena here in D.C. Worldwide, of course, on TBS, AEWTix.com. That's AEWTix.com. Orange, thanks so much for hanging out with us. How are you?
I'm doing good, and thank you for doing all the hard work for me and just saying all the things I probably needed to say. So now we're good.
It's okay. It's all right.
I'm actually happy about that.
Yeah. I'm not a good salesman in any way, shape or form, but I can sell a radio show or I can hype up a guest. I'm pretty good at that. Doc here won a Super Bowl and he just says what's on his mind and he does it. I go like off the top rope, you know? I got a security guard that wanted to drop a flying elbow on you on your way in here.
Yeah.
I mean, we got all sorts of things going on this crazy ass radio show.
I mean, it sounds like a good dynamic.
Yeah.
It really is. I got my mom, Doris, and my sister Keisha who are just losing their mind right now because they told me if they weren't so far away, they'd be over here right now giving you a high five. They love your game.
I love to hear that. I love it. You know, the biggest compliment I think I get, the biggest compliment I think is when people come to meet and greets or they're at shows and they say, you know, my sister, my mother, my significant other, you know, they didn't really like professional wrestling.
Right.
And they saw you. And right. Now they're coming with me to the shows and we right. get to spend time to get together. Because I think that's the best, right? When you get to bring people together. So AEW is that place where you're going to have something for everybody on the show. There's going to be something you're going to like. You may not like it all, but I guarantee you're going to like something.
Well, tomorrow night, so we have what? A trios tag. So you're in a 6-man tag. Tomorrow night on the card, again, Holiday Bash, AEW Entertainment and Sports Arena. You were in a 10-man tag on Saturday in St. Louis. You're going to be in a 4-way at the end of the month. Man, like, my head is spinning just thinking about all that. How in the bleep do you keep that all straight?
Well, I let all the other people in the match do all the work, and I stand there. So the more the merrier, I say. But tomorrow is going to be special with the 6-man tag because it's going to be me teaming with Jay White and Hangman Adam Page, which they will be my opponents. At the pay-per-view World's End, but we're going to be wrestling John Moxley, Wheeler Yuta, and Pac. And every time I step in the ring with John Moxley, somebody gets bloodied or stabbed in the head with a fork or, you know, pile driven through a table. So you never know what's going to happen. And I just expect the unexpected.
That's kind of like the deal with professional wrestling is how do we keep the audience from figuring out things ahead of time and it feeling or looking predictable? Am I wrong? Like from a behind the scenes perspective, obviously you want to put on a great performance, you want to entertain, but it's also like, you don't want them to kind of know what's coming. You want to be able to, send them for a little bit of a divergent path, if you will.
It's to make it, you know, I make the professional wrestling that I think I would like. I make the professional wrestling that I like. And I think if I like it, then I'm pretty sure the fans will like it too. It's just about getting the best possible reaction and evoking emotion, whether it's sadness or happiness from the person watching, because it's unlike any other form of entertainment. It's, you can't go to a movie theater and start yelling at Iron Man to get up and watch out behind you.
Yeah.
But in professional wrestling, you can. Like, if you, when you're there in the crowd and you cheat and you say, come on, Orange, get up, I'm like, okay, like, it gives you a little boost, you know?
Yeah, it's the most dynamic thing for me, having watching this through black and white television miles back in the 60s. It's the crowd now, to me, is the most amazing thing, having been involved in professional athletics. That ain't fake. They're not paying people to go up there and be that enthusiastic. That's genuinely earned. And that, to me, has got to give you goosebumps when you go into arenas or hear people get you up, even if you don't feel great, right? That's got to charge you up.
Oh, for sure. And, like having an arena full of people cheering, it gives you that extra little bit that you need to finish. Yeah. Because believe me, there are times I'm like beat up, yeah, bloodied, sore, yeah, out of breath. And, the people coming up, is it just gives you that little adrenaline boost that you need to get it done. It's unlike anything. There's nothing like it. There's nothing like professional wrestling in entertainment.
So when people say, oh, that, it's fake, it's this, it's that, I always answer it this way. Yeah, you try it. Like, what happened to you in Jersey mid-November, November 20th, whatever it was, I don't even know how long it could possibly take your body to recover from some of the, from some of the things that you guys do and some of the beatings, quite honestly, that you have to take to be a star in this game.
Yeah. And it's just, practice makes perfect.
Yeah.
Repetition makes perfection. It's just crazy. That whole thing was like, oh, it's fake. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Like, shut up. This isn't 1983. Like, shut up. Like, just come have a good time. Just relax. Have a good time.
Right. Well, and that's the thing too, is like, whether you go in person, like you have an opportunity tomorrow night, again, AEW Tix, that's one with one X, T-I-X, AEWTix.com, Entertainment and Sports Arena, for AEW Dynamite's Holiday Bash, where you can see Orange Cassidy in a trios match. You you never know quite what you're going to get when you go to a live show. Sometimes you never know what you're going to get when you watch it on television, either way, however you watch it. But the feeling when you're in a live show atmosphere and you hear the sound effects and the pounding on the mat and the chops, like, I've been fortunate enough to sit ringside at your shows, the other company shows, what have you. I mean, you see the sweat pounding off of somebody's chest as they get chopped. Like, to me, that's the awesome part of this is that, like, it's a little bit of everything for everyone, however you want to process it. But, man, is it cool to see it up live in front, in color, and to hear it and to see it and to sense it and to feel it.
Yeah, I've never, I have had people come to a AEW show and it was their first time watching professional wrestling or, experiencing it. And not a single person was like, I'm never coming back.
Yeah.
It's you get hooked. You get it. Like the moment that first bell rings, like you understand and you feel it, and it's something that you'll want to come back and again and again and again. And please do, because I need a job.
So. Yeah. I mean, we all need jobs, right?
Well, the training and the thing about in recovery,
yeah,
people take for granted.
Yeah.
That's not easy. You can't manufacture that. That's real. So how about you, as you age, you get smarter. What did you learn that will benefit you for the next few years to come?
Yeah, that's, and also, you know, we're much more knowledgeable now about certain things like ice baths, you know, like
that works.
They're great.
It works.
They have all. Do they have all that stuff behind? Backstage.
We
or?
Have a group of trainers that travel with us, and they take care of us. They'll do the scraping and you know the. But another professional wrestler for AEW, Darby Allin.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Darby Allin's. You know, he's the stunt man to me. Like he is. He is the reckless, abandoned, like, he's a skateboarder, he's a stuntman, he does those nitro circus things where the cars, and but like, he is big on recovery, and he's been kind of forced, because I'm very lazy, I don't like to do things fast, or at all.
Well, you do whatever you want, however you want.
But see, Darby's like, getting me on to the, you know, the ice bath,
the recovery,
the meditation, the yoga, and the stretching and stuff. So that is a huge part of it moving forward for a lot of us, because, you know, longevity is very
important. Yeah, no to you.
Yeah.
Which is money.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, I mean, if you don't have your body, what do they say in the NFL? If you're in the tub,
Get the club, in the tub.
Exactly. Yeah. All right. Freshly squeezed Orange Cassidy is our special in-studio guest, along with Rick Doc Walker. I'm Chris Russell. AEW Dynamite Holiday Bash tomorrow night, Entertainment and Sports Arena here in Washington, D.C. They come several times a year, but, you know, it's not every week, not every month. So a perfect opportunity. Get your tickets to AEWTIX.com. If you can't make it out, watch it worldwide on TBS. Orange will be with us for another couple of minutes on the other side. We'll take a quick time out. No trending alert. We'll blow that off. And Orange will come on back, because I got a couple of other questions that I wanted to ask. Again, AEW star Orange Cassidy with us in studio right here on the Team 980. And we're always live and free on the Odyssey app. Stay with us. All right, 139, Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Good to have you with us again tomorrow night at the Entertainment and Sports Arena here in D.C. It's AEW Dynamite's Holiday Bash, starring Orange Cassidy and a cast of hundreds. Well, maybe not hundreds, but, you know, you get the point. A six-man tag called the Trios Match with Jay White, Hangman Adam Page versus John Moxley, Yuta, and Pac, part of the headline of the show tomorrow night. Again, if you can't make it out, TBS. Last Saturday, you were in a 10-man tag. In St. Louis that I was just watching back, because I was at the Army-Navy game, so I didn't get to see it live, right? So I watched it back this morning, and, you know, and for a couple of minutes there, maybe I'm like, where's Orange? And I can't find you. And then all of a sudden, like, as the match builds to a crescendo, you're, you know, I see you, and I'm like, okay. And then you take, I don't know what the move is, but you took, like, kind of, I don't know, a reverse tombstone or whatever the hell you would call it, and you pop right back up like it didn't even affect you. And then you land a couple of orange punches to finish the match. That sequence, where do you find, I guess, that juice, lack of a better term? Where do you find that energy? How do you kind of go about executing all that, making it look as good as it did?
It's a lot of trust in everybody, and it's painful. It hurts.
It looked very painful.
You try to do the best you can.
Yeah.
And usually the moves that I give, because of my size, I'm not very big.
Right.
So I have to use my entire body to do certain things, and tons of ice baths.
Tons of ice baths. No doubt. Well, I would think, like, you know, and also, like, with the orange punch, right? Are you now, how do you deliver that? Is that with like the back part of your hand so that you're not breaking your own fingers? Like, how do you generally go about that?
Yeah, I make a fist, and because people are usually taller than me,
mm-hmm.
I have to jump in the air and punch them in the chin. There's a game called Punch Out back in the day.
Sure.
That's like
Tyson's Punch Out, right?
Little Mac is me. Like, I have to jump in the air and punch you.
Yeah.
And that usually gets the job done.
Well, as long as you're not Glass Joe in that game, that's, you know.
Yeah.
You don't want to be that.
Soda Popinski. He's another. There,
that's a good call. You guys announced recently, All Elite Wrestling, that you're going to be there's going to be a new pay-per-view structure with streaming on Max and, of course, a re-extension of TBS and TNT. When you, like, you've been working for this, you were in the main event of the last paper, you'd be in the main event of World's End at the end of December. Maybe you'll be the AEW World Heavyweight Champion, I should say. When you were a kid growing up, when you were a young man, could you have ever, like, envisioned it working out this way?
Absolutely not. I never thought I would come onto a radio show. You know what I mean? Like, everything that's happening is just, I know people talk about this stuff where you've said, like, you got to get, like, a vision board or you got to, like, imagine. It's like, I went through the mentality throughout my entire life of, what's in front of me? What do I need to do to get the job done? And then what? And then on to the next one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think hard work and commitment is the thing that successful people will tell you is the. You know, like I don't sit around and wish for things to happen. I go and make them happen.
Right.
You know what I mean? I think that's the difference of. That's why people ask me all the time, did you ever imagine? Like, no, like I wear denim and put my hands in my pockets and jump it. Like, I didn't think people would care about this. I was just doing something that I liked. I was just doing it because I liked it and other people liked it too. So,
well,
you
just
don't have somebody to bail you out. You're not on a trust fund list.
No,
you're bailing yourself out.
Right.
Yeah.
You're fighting for yourself. How do you extend the character though? Like, because you got a unique presentation, obviously, as you mentioned, you're not the biggest dude in the world. How do you make the character more freshly squeezed, I guess?
I am not the same wrestler I was 5 years ago when AEW started.
Yeah.
And I think what AEW does better than anybody, what nobody does, AEW allows us as professional wrestlers to grow and change and evolve and develop. And they embrace that. I'm not just a one note trick. I'm not like a one and done, one trick pony. Mm-hmm. Like I'm able to evolve, do different things, show you different things. And I think that is important because we do it's a live television show every single week.
Yeah.
Like that's so much content and that's so much I think it's important that you have that, so you know, to keep everybody interested and still keep everybody unique.
How chaotic is it backstage? Because Tony's in the gorilla position, right? And you've got all you guys back there milling around, doing whatever, different things, getting loose, what have you. How chaotic is it backstage to kind of, like, know what you're about to take on, how to execute it, kind of a mental plan in your mind, and then when you basically go out there, what is that feeling like, that pop?
I don't know. For people that don't really know me, I don't really, like, move fast. I'm kind of...
You and me have something in common, then. I don't move fast either. Different reasons.
I like to find the locker room, and I hang out, and I chill out, and
I
put my jeans on, and then when they're like, okay, you're up, I'll mosey on over, and then I'll go out there. I say that the fans are a part of the show just as much as we are because, you know, hearing them is our indication of, is this working?
Yeah.
Do you like me? oh, you don't like me, you know. And I try to make sure they cheer.
The AEW crowds are hot though, all the time.
That's like, what's so amazing.
I mean, yeah, right.
Yeah, it's like you can be the cat's meow or you can be the villain. Either way, the role pumps you up.
Yeah.
Just this brother's so mellow, and I can just see him flipping the script by the roar of the crowd. I would imagine the way to get to him is to have a quiet audience. I'd love to see how we would go into his brain. Because he's fueled, he's being energized through the crowd.
Well, do you feel it if there's a lull in the match and the crowd maybe is not as hot, or do you block all that out when you're in the ring and performing?
No, I always listen to the fans.
Yeah.
I think we all, I mean, that's the great part about professional wrestling is the fans are, you know, a part of it. And their reaction is very important. That's why I always say, like, professional wrestling is so different and unique. Like, the fans will directly influence what's happening in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things change because of the fans, and that's the beauty of this art form.
Traveling, you know, it can take its toll on you. Jet lag, all that stuff. Your body is, you know, kind of in an airplane, airport, what have you. You were in Kansas City, St. Louis, now in Washington.
It's not a once-a-week event.
No, Orlando right after Christmas. I mean, you're all, you know, zigzagging all over the place. You guys don't do as much international travel as the other group does, but that's coming. And certainly, you know, the big events in London in August and whatnot. How do you deal with all that? Is that a fun part of the job for you, or is it like, oh man, another freaking airplane?
Fun check.
No, I think if I feel like, oh, this is, I'm gonna travel again, or maybe I should stop.
Yeah.
Because I think that's one of the things being a professional wrestler that's so nice is the travel and is to go different places.
Right.
Like I was able to go to Japan. I was able to go to Australia. I was able to go to England. Like, these are all incredible places that I would never would have gone if it wasn't for professional wrestling. I also love going to, like, we're in Kansas City and now we're in DC, like going around and just being around professional wrestling fans,
that's
finding them in the places around this country and really like feeding off their energy. That's the best part about it.
When you have, you know, the show is tomorrow night, so you have some time tonight, you maybe walk around, like, do people automatically, like, always recognize you, or can you somewhat bop in and out of anonymity?
Well, right now I'm wearing my T-shirt that is a picture of my face.
So, yes, you are.
If they don't know who I am, they're still going to look at me like, why is this person wearing, is that him on his shirt? And yes, it is me. I don't know. The fans are cool.
Yeah.
If they do, like, hey, what's up, Orange? I'm like, what's up? And I keep walking.
Right.
It's all good.
Okay.
It's like Essex. There must be a lot of Essex.
Well, no, I mean.
We work with a legend, too. That gentleman over there pushing the buttons. Yeah, world-class
athlete. He's just one of the legends of
the show.
Yeah, he is.
You know? See, like, when Doc walks around, it's like, you know, I mean, this is a
overrated
guy that, you know, that.
Overrated.
No, it's not overrated.
Overrated.
And, I mean, everybody knows who you are. They want to take pictures, you know, so I mean, I am in the throes of legends here on this show. You like coming to D.C.? I know you're a Jersey guy, not too far away where you grew up, but you like coming to D.C.?
I lay my head often in Philadelphia, so it was a quick little 3-hour drive that should have been 2.5 hours. But, you know, D.C. is a special place. We had our first ever Dynamite show here in D.C., and my career has always had a nice place in D.C. with the big monumental moments of my career. Mm-hmm. I wish we'd come back more, but...
A couple times a year, I think you guys were here. I can't even remember now. My brain is.
I don't know where I'm going week to week. Sometimes I go to the airport and they say, "Where are you traveling?" And I say, "I don't know.
I don't know."
Now you said basically you spend a lot of time in Philadelphia. Obviously, as a professional wrestler, you got to take care of your body physically, what have you, diet, whatever. Do you do a lot of any cheesesteaks, or are you a anti cheesesteak guy?
No, that's crazy. Talk about anti-cheesesteak. Like, cheesesteak is probably
the best.
One of the most perfect forms of food.
Yes.
That you could have besides pizza.
That's also good too.
Yeah. So if you're in Philadelphia,
yeah,
go to Cleaver's.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's a nice
Cleaver's.
Cleaver's is a good place.
Yeah. Pat's and Gino's just have the long line, right? They're a little overrated.
It's the, you know, I don't want to talk bad on them because they're doing their thing.
Yeah.
That's a very specific type of cheesesteak. You go to Cleaver's, you have a good time, and you also go to Angelo's Pizzeria.
There you go.
Angelo's. On South Street, you know.
With or without onions? Because it's not with or without, it's with or without, right?
Yeah, with. You get onions on there.
Yeah, and the cheese whiz, right? As opposed to the natural cheese, right?
Well, so this is a breaking inside scoop.
Wow, wait a second. Get the wrestling dirt sheets out here.
Thank you.
See, we're even giving to the breaking news sounder.
This is the new segment on the show. It's hot scoop with Orange Cassidy.
Love it.
You got to get your cheesesteak with Cooper Sharp American cheese.
Ooh.
First I heard of that.
Cooper Sharp American
cheese.
Try that.
All right.
And then when you do try it, you're welcome.
All right.
Cooper Sharp.
Write that down, Maddie, because my feeble brain is not going to remember that.
Philadelphia Puckhead.
You know, yeah. I mean, I love it. Well, listen, we appreciate you so much for coming in and best of luck, obviously, tomorrow night at the end of the month. Again, December 28th, AEW World's End in Orlando, which is a cool place to hang out a little bit, too. You'll be in a fatal four-way for the AEW World Heavyweight Championship. We're counting on you to win that. Hopefully you will. And best of luck. Thanks so much for doing this. Really appreciate it. Have a great time tomorrow night. Merry Christmas.
Stay
happy
safe.
Holidays.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah.
You got him to get a haircut. Never seen him this clean.
Wow.
He's never
really
right? Genius. Looks, right?
It's a good it's
dude,
a good haircut.
For you.
I mean, it's a little too short, but it's all right.
He's
less
militaristic.
This
for
way,
you.
You know, I won't look like somebody took a drive out of my now I just got to work on the rest of my physique.
No, you got a nice shirt. He's got a nice shirt.
Yeah, no, he's dressed up.
Thanks.
No, really.
Yeah.
Thanks, Orange.
This is big.
I appreciate you. Yeah. Orange Cassidy.
Orange is the man.
Go check him out and the stars of All Elite Wrestling tomorrow night. Entertainment and Sports Arena, AEWTix.com. If you can't be there in person, watch it on TBS. And, of course, Collision and everything in Rampage, everything in between. Pay-per-views at the end of the month, as we mentioned. Thank you so much for doing this.